Good afternoon, everyone. Grain futures recovery rally continues as, unfortunately, we suspected that Iran would do a Zelensky, a reference to President Zelensky of Ukraine, who always would blow every peace deal when they get so close to having an agreement. No, he'd move the goalposts. Well, that's what Iran did over the weekend. They moved the goalposts. President Trump looked at it, their idea for about an hour or two and said, nope, it's ridiculous. And so he rejected it outright, but at this point in time, there's no reinstatement of bombing. As on Wednesday, he is heading to China, and he will be having that summit Thursday and Friday, where agriculture will be right there at the top of the list of things discussed, selling beans and corn and cotton and other items to China. Of course, China will be looking for their laundry list of concessions that they want as well. So where are we in the middle? What will it come to? That's what we'll find out after that trip concludes. Kind of interesting about what they always say when it comes to a deal. A good compromise is when everybody gets something they don't want. And so that's what we're going to probably find out Thursday, Friday, or probably over the weekend. And so the grain trade is higher. Of course, crude oil pushing back up to near $100 a barrel. That helped reinflate the grains a bit. Soybeans, they really had a push to the upside. They're up about 15 cents earlier in the session, but then soybean oil relaxed as they were pushing new contract highs without no steady buying behind them to hold, because open interest is quite high on the long side of funds for that bean oil contract, making it difficult to hold gain unless this soybean meal continues to advance. So currently we are higher across the board on the grain. We have the soybeans, July, up 5¾ cents at 12.13¾. November's gaining 5½ cents, 11.95. On those products, meal is up $5.40, $325.10. Bean oil down 71 cents at 73.61. Of course, the WASDE crop report's out tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll have that data for you when we come into inside the numbers. Standout, the stuff they're going to be watching for is what the wheat production will be. USDA always drags its feet. So they expect that they'll still keep a hardwood winter wheat production number well above 600 million bushels, probably 638 is the average. That number will be lowered considerably as we move forward in time and the world starts to see the disaster that's developed in northern Kansas, western Kansas, eastern Colorado, areas of Texas, Oklahoma, along with Nebraska, who has a small amount of wheat that's also being destroyed. The wheat tour gets underway this week. We'll see if they want to take a blind eye to what they're seeing or not. The problem I have with tours is they're always populated with grain buyers, college students, and seed companies who all have a vested interest in finding the best yields they can. So that's why you have to take them with a grain of salt. With that, corn, it's higher by 3 cents a bushel, 4.74¼. December up 3 cents at 4.96½. In the wheat, Chicago's leading the recovery today. July up 12 cents, 6.31. Kansas, July up 6½ cents, 6.82¼. While in Minneapolis, we hold the 6 cent gain, 6.84½. September higher by 6¾ cents, 7.06. Now cattle futures. Quite the range today. This morning, we bolted higher on the cattle market. Rumor has it we're seeing some bidding in Kansas for 260. Also, the feeder index up $1.02 this morning, 375.85. Box beef choice after being weak in price last week, up 227 today. Select up 474. Well, that was all nice and dandy for a while, till about after 10 o'clock, the cattle market collapsed. Live cattle losing $7, feeder cattle $10 in a matter of 15 minutes, as it was announced President Trump was going to remove tariffs from all beef exporting countries into the U.S., like Brazil. Brazil usually fills their quota of tariff-free beef into the U.S. in the first quarter. Then after that, they have to pay a 25% tariff on any extra beef above that quota that comes into the U.S., which slows them down dramatically. Well, this could increase imports, but what are the cuts? We don't need more steaks. We need hamburgers, what they're looking for. So the cattle market broke on that, and yet it's bounced off those lows substantially. Live cattle, for example, August live cattle, they're off their lows $3.50 after being down over $4. Feeder cattle, they are off their lows $4 after being down as much as $7 on the session. So currently, June cattle, which would not be affected by this number immediately, it's up 10 cents at 249. The August cattle down 72 cents, 243.37. October off $1.80, $236.50. In the feeder cattle, May, which is unaffected by this, up $1.25, $368.62. But August feeders off $2.82, $361.40. September off $2.97, $359.25. We find the October feeders down $3.22, $356.57. Let's go way out there to January, down $3.37 at $347.27. There too, $3 off the lows of the session. Hogs gaining today. June up $1.35, $99.97. July hogs picking up $1.37 to $104.57. Now, in the metal markets, we've been all over the place. Presently, snapshot, near unchanged on June gold, up $1, $4,731. Silver down $5.43 at $86.30. That's up $5.43 at $86.30. The May contract for Bitcoin up $1,710, $82,095. And in the crude oil market, been as high as $100 overnight. Currently up $2.83 on the June contract, which expires in 10 days. It is currently $98.24. July, which is the active one now, up $3.11, $94.93. You might ask, why has the energy market stopped sharply higher? Well, it's because we're still status quo. Nothing's happening. No bombs are flying. The Strait of Hormuz barely has a few ships a day moving, so it's as it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. What's in place is that the U.S. is exporting 4 million barrels a day of oil than it normally did, which it's now 9 million barrels, up from 5 million. I'm just using round numbers. China is importing 7.5 million barrels less than what it usually was doing. So that's trying to fix the gap of what's missing in the world out there and keeping things elevated, but not explosive when you heard the conversation that oil is going to 120, 150, yada, yada, yada. For now, until bombs fly again, and that may not occur until after President Trump comes back from China. He's probably going to leave the ceasefire in place unless the Iranians do something stupid. We're going to hover here for a while. So crude oil firm, gasoline, June up 8 cents a gallon, 360 and three quarters. Diesel fuel, June up 8 cents a gallon, $3.97 and three quarter cents. Any questions, you can always find us, heartlandinvest.com. You can call us about market action. Get a free look at our newsletter for 30 days or our help. We can help you out with livestock risk protection insurance or cattle puts. Which one works best for you? We can help you figure that out. Most bankers, most insurance salesmen, they can't do that. We can. That makes the difference to help you. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.